Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Tim Ryan from our TAB Thoroughbred Wagering team, the team that set all the prices for you. Good morning to you, Tim.
G'day, Andrew. How are you today?
Yeah, very well, mate. As the boys have mentioned, mate, we've got a few shorties tomorrow at Rose Hill.
Yeah, it could be a feast or a famine for the punters.
Yeah, for sure. So where do we go?
Mate, I'm kick off in race three with the toppy here in Passenger Time. This guy's form's been really almost faultless since he's come back as a gelding this preparation. He's notched up two wins, a really unlucky second first up, and the only day he did miss a place was up in Brisbane in a group race where he drew the car park, and he's still only beaten in three lengths there by Tyre Zone. So, look, his form's been almost faultless this prep. But in saying all that, the big appeal tomorrow, it's the map. There looks no speed at all in this race, and Sam Clipperton takes the ride from barrier eight. I just imagine he should be able to just amble across, take up the running there, and the rail is out 6 metres tomorrow. We've seen in the past that in that position, it can play towards the leaders. So we also have the favourite there, Asterius. It does like to get back. It draws gate one, but it's 1,500 back to 1,300. So it looks to be a little unsuited by the map. It's currently 2:30, so expect it could drift from that price. So look, Passage of Time, currently around about the 380 mark, and I think it looks a good bet at that price.
Okay, $3.80 for Joe Prides, race three, number one, Passage of Time. Where's your second one, Tim?
Yeah, we're going to go to race six with number four, Hush Rodder. Look, this Japanese bred stay, it was pretty awesome winning the Mackell Cup first up. Not only is it a big effort to win a stakes race first up at 2,500, but he did it chasing a suicidal pace that day set up by our big Mike. And he still had the temerity to hold off a couple of closes late. No doubt he'll improve fitness-wise from that second up, staying at the 2,400. I really do like backing these imported horses in their second preparation in Australia. Highbridge did close on him late there and meets him a couple of kilos better. But I kind of thought Highbridge was a little bit flattered by the pace that day. Tomorrow in the smaller field, I don't expect our big Mike will go too fast in front. I think Hush Rider should be just camped in behind, getting the run of the race, and he's my best tomorrow, around about the 2:30 mark with Tab.
Yeah, 2:30, and it was a pretty confident Adrian Bott when we spoke to him at the start of our program. So the two for Tim tomorrow at Rose Hill, race three, number one, Passage of Time, and race six, number four, Hush Rider. Good on you, Tim. Enjoy the weekend. And I just mentioned Royal Ascot this week coming up. You've got markets there, and they'll change as the final fields come out over the weekend.
Yeah, look, pretty excited about Ascot. It's always great watching those races over there, and a good Aussie flavour this year too with Hootson, James McDonald and Karen McAvoy.
Yeah, for sure. Good on you, Tim. Have a good weekend.
All right, thanks, Andrew. You too.